USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Across six southern states, tornadoes invade.
Considerable extent and catastrophic. Any of those adjectives would be appropriate here.
And the president now promising aid.
FEMA is on the ground working with each of the states to assess the damages and focus on federal support where it is needed most.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear reporting at least 70 tornado deaths. And in Edwardsville, Illinois, near St. Louis, Missouri, at least six people were killed when an Amazon warehouse collapsed in one tornado.
We identified 45 personnel who made it out of the building safely.
The Illinois governor there is saying search and rescue operations at the site will probably last for days. The latest Blue Origin rocket back on the ground after a brief 11-minute journey into space, including NFL star and Good Morning America co-host Michael Strahan on board. And this is USA Radio News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Some lawsuits challenging the very controversial abortion law in Texas will be allowed to move forward under the ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday. The justices did not rule yet on the constitutionality of the actual law, which prohibits abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. The highest court in the land will be ruling on the broader abortion case in the late spring or early summer. President Joe Biden saying Russia will pay a, quote, terrible price if it moves in on Ukraine. Speaking on Saturday, the president said that he's made three things absolutely clear to the Russian president.
That if he moves on Ukraine, the economic consequences for his economy are going to be devastating.
He said he also said he would have to send American and NATO troops into the eastern flank to defend that region. And finally, Biden says he told Putin the world's view on Russia would also drastically change for the worse. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some lawsuits challenging the controversial abortion law in Texas can move forward is the ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, as justices did not rule on the constitutionality of the Texas state law itself. The law prohibits abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy, and critics say it's a near-total ban on abortion in the Lone Star State. They argue that many women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. The Supreme Court will rule on the broader abortion case in the late spring or early summer, it's expected. Earth to Mars, Earth to Mars. That's the gist of it, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
NASA's Mars helicopter may have to wait a few days to overcome a blocked radio signal that's caused by hills between it and the Perseverance rover in Jezero Crater. Until then, the tiny helicopter will sit quietly charging its solar-powered batteries. The copter lost radio contact with the rover on Sunday when it descended into a landing behind a hill after flying about a tenth of a mile. After a 15-minute blackout, the rover managed to receive broken transmissions from Ingenuity, which indicated the tiny craft was okay. Perseverance, meantime, is scouting for its next rock sampling location. The primary mission of the rover is to search for signs of ancient life in the crater, which NASA believes was a lake billions of years ago.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.